We'll learn. I have to go to Chabad tomorrow night, but I can go at 9 o'clock. Okay, we're going to learn now Hilchos Chanukah. We'll learn about Chanukah. And we'll start now Sunday night or whatever it is. Or Yudches Kislev. Shabbos Chafala from the Beis, Isa, Tzon Rabbona, Mitzvos Chanukah, Nerush Ubeiso, which those words itself gives rise to so much halachic and lomdish literature. Ner Ish Ubeiso. Hamahadrin Ner Lecholechot Ve'echad of the Bayis. But Ner Lich. Okay, so there's a question of interpretation, what Ner Lecholechot Ve'echad mean. Does it mean the Balabayis lights a Ner Lecholechot Ve'echad? Or does it mean Kolechot Ve'echad lights a Ner? The phrase Ner Lecholechot Ve'echad can be interpreted both ways. So Tosfos goes one way and the Rambam goes another way. And the question we'll see as we go. Mahadrin min Mahadrin, Beisham Yoramim Yerushim Mavlik Shmoyim Mekamelech Pachis Lahoylech 8765 4321 Beisulolamim Yerushim Mavlikachas Mekamelech Moisus Vaelech Moisus Vaelech. So Tosfos Shom Pirushu Demasha Moisus Kolaylo Lehidur. Kaminyan Hayomim, meaning, you know, the point of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, well, he's saying Poiches Kolayla, but according to Beis Shammai, it's Poiches Kolayla. So, the point is, according to the Hiddur, is to know what day of Chanukah it is. Now, what's the Hiddur? You can't say the Hiddur is. This is not a parenthetical remark, nothing to do with him. I'm just, you can't say the Hiddur is lighting more narrows each Lila, or else you would be forced to say, so what's the Hiddur according to Beis Shammai? So you can't say the Hiddur is lighting more narrows each night. So what is the Hiddur? So I remember once realizing that the Hiddur is to know which night of Hanukkah it is. How many days have passed, how many days are yet to come? That's a hither.
Gemara gives the ring. It's for the long time.
You're missing. I'm saying, what's the hither?
You can argue the hither for Shammai is more than one. He's going downwards, but he still starts off with much more than one.
What's the hither in lighting less every night?
Well, it's a hither over lighting a single candle every night. You've got a hither of
the hither. It's a hither in eight. It's a hither in eight. It's a hither.
Okay, anyway, I don't understand what you're saying, but I understand what I'm saying. The hiddur is to know which night of Chanukah it is.
It's hiddur in Echus. It's a detail, you're adding a detail to the mitzvah.
Yeah, to know which night of Chanukah it is. That's the hiddur. And then there's two ways to know which night of Chanukah it is. Okay, but Al Kaponim, so he says, the Tosfos says that, we'll talk about Beis Hillel now, because that's what we paskin. That you can only do that, Tosfos says, if you're not doing the Mahadrin. You can only do the Mahadrin min Mahadrin, meaning to light corresponding to the night of Chanukah that it is. If you're not doing the Mahadrin, Tosfos assumes the Mahadrin means you're lighting a ner for each household member. That means it's going to be a question of what for each household member means. Does it mean you're being motzi them? This is going to come up also. Or does it just mean you're lighting, like, for each guy? Like, a ner for Shmerel, a ner for Beryl, a ner for Perel, a ner for Zisel, a ner for Yehuda. And that, yeah. Or it means for them, in a sense that come out like you're being motzi them. And you're doing it for them in that sense. That's also not clear. Rakabonim Tosfos says, so Tosfos assumes that the Mahadrin is you're lighting a ner for each one, and therefore the Mahadrin can't do the Mahadrin. The Mahadrin can't incorporate the Mahadrin.
He's a family member.
What?
Beryl and Shmerel, they're family members.
Yeah.
It's a little funny that it's a little funny that a heather would be to mostly people. It's like they wore either chayiv and now you have
no nerus ubeiso. You're yaitzer the mitzvah if you like for the household in general. And then the Mahadrin lights for each specific individual in the household.
It's you, could be on the house.
Again,
you're either way.
It's not clear what the word for means in that sense. When you say a light for each individual, does it mean on behalf of, or it just means corresponding to? Like the hither is that you're, instead of just ner ishu beso, you're doing ner ishu prote beso.
Anyway, you're lighting on behalf of everybody, aren't you? Either any way you look at it, the Baal HaBayis is mostly everybody.
No. Totally not necessarily so. If this is Hanukkah Ner Rishu Beiso, then they're Yotzei automatically. They're part of the household. But it's not that he's lighting for them. They wouldn't have to have in mind to be Yotzei. Ner Rishu Beiso means the Baal HaBayis lights. Your wife is not being, well, maybe she is, maybe she's not, but again, it's the same shaila. But here, Ner Rishu Beiso almost certainly means, well, no, it's a shaila. Everything's a shaila. Everything's a discussion. You can learn the sugya of Hanukkah and sit on it for 6 months. Ner Rishu Beiso would simply mean that they don't have to have in mind to be Yosei. The mitzvah is that each household lights a ner. So then they don't have to have a mind to be Yotzei.
The chiyuv could be on the house.
Well, that's another shaila. Is it like mezuzah? That it's ner ishu beiso in the sense of mezuzah, that the house, like you're doing it to the house, like you're putting a mezuzah on the house? Or is it totally on the gavra, and it's just the tzura is ner ishu beiso? Or is it mamish beiso, like a mezuzah? You have other things like that. You have bedikas chametz. When you're by the chametz, you have to have a mind to be motzi, your wife, or the pshat is you're the Baal HaBayis of the house, and you're being by the chametz, and that's all that has to be done. You don't have to have in mind to be doing it on behalf of your wife also, which has to have in mind to be yotzei. It's not that kind of thing. Same with mezuzah, for sure. You put up a mezuzah, you don't have to have in mind to be motzi, your wife. The mezuzah, the house has a mezuzah, so lighting their Hanukkah probably in the Ikar HaDin of their Ishu Beiso, they don't have to have in mind to be good. The question is in Mahadim and the Mahadrim. That's the shayla. What does it mean near the Cholecha Be'echa? When you're lighting 10 or 20, are you doing it on their behalf, and then they have and to have the Mahadrim, really they have to have in mind to be Yotzei? Or it just is the pratim of Ner Rishu Beiso. And Mahadrin just looks at the house as a collection of individuals, and you're lighting Ner L'Cholecha V'Echa. So he's really going to talk about all these things. But again, Taisa says that when you're doing the Mahadrin, you can't combine Mahadrim and Mahadrim with the Mahadrim. It doesn't work. Either you're not going to know how many household members you have, or you're not going to know how many days you are. You're going to be just a millboard. You're lighting 20 Neros. Is it the second night of Hanukkah and you have 10 household members? Or is it the first night of Hanukkah and you have 20 household members? Or is it the fifth night of Hanukkah and you have 4 household members? So it doesn't work together.
We know it works.
It doesn't work.
We know it does work, right? Because you have 5 menorahs, each one has a different menorah.
You're not talking about different menorahs. Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad means the Baal HaBayis lights a ner for each person in the house. The Mahadrin, 10 neros if you have 10 household members. Every night he lights 10.
Tosfos just says one menorah.
Why are you making things difficult? Okay? That's what it means. We'll learn. Let's learn. So Taisa says you can't combine Mahadrin with Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. They don't combine. It doesn't work. That's what Taisa says. Chaim Poizdek HaMachaber B'Shulchan Aruch. Kama Neiros Madlik Laila HaRisho Madlik Echad. Kama Veilach Moish Madlik Echad B'chol Laila. Shulchan Aruch is recommending Mahadrin min haMahadrin, and is telling you to light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Forget about the Mahadrin.
you're not lighting more. V'ramosha mitzayin. The Ramah says v'yeshomim t'chol echad mipnei habayis yadlik. And he's mitzayin harambam v'chein haminek haposhut. The dvar of t'muhin. This is a famous difficulty. That the Ramah is, this is not the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is just in contradistinction to Tosfos. The Rambam holds you do combine Mahadrin with Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. And the Rambam has a person with 10 household members, not like Tosfos. If he wants to do Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, he does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And if he wants to do Mahadrin, he does 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. But the Rambam says, you do 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80.
Altogether.
You do combine Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Nowhere is there talk of a different menorah. So the Ramah is a curveball. The Ramah, someone cited the Rambam. If you take the new Shulchan Aruch, which is not so new anymore, but I'm dating myself by calling it the new Shulchan Aruch, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, there's pages and pages in the Hakdama about who exactly wrote the citations in the Ramah. Like here, it says a Rambam in parentheses. Who wrote that? Did the Ramah write it? Did someone else write it? And it's fascinating. Different people along the road in it, and the printers put it in, and they did the work of tracking down through Kisvei Yad and everything, and they and you could tell by their printing, by their fonts, you can tell like they have a thing. So it says in parentheses a Rambam, and that creates a difficulty. Which is true. People who want a light, but what's still unresolved, and this is not resolved. And it has to be resolved by either a Pesach or someone who learned the sugya. If someone doesn't have their own menorah, do you have to have in mind to be Yotze? Or is it automatic that the people that don't have a menorah? Girls! Let's say you're not in America and you're not Ramat Beit Shemesh and your girls are not lighting a menorah. Yeah? But they're mechuyev in their Chanukah, right? Anybody over Bas Mitzvah is mechuyev in their Chanukah. So the wives, you can sort of mumble Ishta Kagufo and sort of skirt the issue, no pun intended. But the daughter is a bigger problem, because your daughter has to have in mind to be Yotze. So I don't know if it's possible to talk about, people don't know what to do, they don't even realize there's a problem. You know, so it's recommended, yes, when you have a mind to be motzi. A lot of times girls are not home yet, they're in school, right? Shkia's is at its earliest on Hanukkah. In our hemisphere, not like South Africa, right? Hanukkah's on the longest days and the shortest nights. We have it the other way, so a lot of times wives and daughters are not home from school or work at the Zman Hadlaka, because it's really early. I like 5 o'clock or 10 to 5. I like 20, 15 minutes after Shkia. 10 minutes after Shkia. I change every year. I think last year was 10 minutes after Shkia. But so do they have to have in mind to be Yotze? Like that. Do they have to have in mind that you're being Motzi them? Or are they just part of the Ner Chanukah, Ner Rishu Beiso, because they're not doing the Mahadrin? They're not doing Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. So it's recommended. It's not clear at all. It's recommended that you do have in mind that you're being Motzi your daughter. Your wife is sort of automatic because of Ishto Kagufo. But you should have in mind to be Motzi your daughter. I mean, that's even if she is there. Not just if she's not there, but even if she is there. Not just to be Simach that Ner Ishu Beiso means it's automatic. Although it might be that way. Like, you have to go through the whole sugya, and I'm sure the Achronim do. A lot of halachic lumdish literature on Chanukah. And I'm sure everybody reaches a different maskana. But, you know, just to be sure, you have a mind to be Motzi anybody over Bar Mitzvah who's not waiting their own menorah. The wife, we don't do it so much, I don't think. That is automatic. Anyway, the Ramah is a Pele, because the Rambam does not say what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, I mean, why would anybody argue with the Ramah? This is the question. Well, what I just said is not really true, because you can argue that there's no inyan that everybody should light. If you hold like Tosfos, then you could say there's either Ner Rishu Beso, or there's, and then you jump to, and if you want to do Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, so the Ner Rishu Beso lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So there's no makom for anybody to light their own menorah. And maybe you want a tiny to Brachal of Atola. Maybe. But, like, there's no, you're not doing anything. What he will say, I don't know what he will say, I hope, is that according to the route, when you do, again, there's two interpretations of Mahadra. You're lighting l'cholechad v'echad. There's two interpretations of the lamed, of the four. Does it mean you're being motzi them? Or does it just mean that you're glorifying the Ner Ishu Beso by lighting for the members of the house? And you're not lighting for them in the sense of being motzi them. So obviously, if you be motzi them and you combine the Mahadrin with the Mahadrin, then you can say it's a more ideal way to do it by already everybody, instead of being motzi them, let everybody like their own, then you don't run into the problem of do I have 10 household members and it's the first night, or do I have 5 household members and it's the second night? Right, you don't run into that problem, but it's only okay. We're jumping ahead. This is really what he's going to talk about. The question is, this is not what the Rambam said. The Rambam does not talk about everybody lighting their own. The Dvar of Tzvuin, the Rambam, ancient Makorim in Hagenu, Lechoyim, Shekolecha b'Nehabayis Madlik. Now, the Rambam, the Dvar of the Rambam, before Shabbat Habayis Levad Madlik. Even as you're doing Mahadrin and Mahadrin also. See, that lashon certainly doesn't sound like you're being motzi. Kiminyan anshei habayis, it sounds like we're figuring out a number. Ner l'cholecha, the halacha beis ketzer, where I show you anshei habayis asorah. Lo rishon lav the kasorim, lo sheni yesrim, lo shlishi shloshim. Atchenitzel demadik b'leil shmini shimon and neiros. Ayin shav. Ayin before is b'devorim the balabayos levad madlik. Vem kemen hagenu. Shikolechem the habayos madlik b'fnei atzmo. Ein lo shum makor. And again, so you can say, and he will say, what the makor is, because why not do it that way? But really, the lashon Rambam is not the kaminyan anshei bayis. But this is learning you being motzi them. So then it's say, okay, so they want to do it themselves. They don't want you to be motzi them. But the Rambam is a little mashma. You're not being motzi them. You're just lighting kaminyan anshei habayis. What's the hinder in that? I don't know. Whatever it means, issue beso. So there's a hinder to split the beso into individuals, like each individual. Okay, I'm before you for Dvorov yet. In the Sefer Galgi Masechta, Herich Bozer Umasus to Divi Haramot Tzvuin, and Kol Anshei Habayis Madlikin, Ein Lohem Amal Lismo, Vroi Lohu Lochus to Brachal of Atola. Whoa. Well, again, I want to speak out that what. Yeah, I mean, it conceivably could be a brachal of Atola. It's not going to be, but it conceivably could. If the whole Nerish Beso is like mezuzah, it's like saying if everybody puts up their own mezuzah, it's a brachal of Atola. A house only needs one mezuzah. So a house only needs one Nerich Hanukkah. And even if you hold like the Mahadran, but if the interpretation of the Mahadran is not to light on their behalf that you're being motzi there, but how many candles should I light? Kaminyan Anshei Habayis, then it really follows logically that would be a bracha of Atola, as much as if you say that if someone puts up a second mezuzah, if someone's building the house, yes, they're building it. Bracha of Atola. The house is already built. They didn't do the mitzvah. You did it. It's only the mitzvah the house should be building. That there should be a mezuzah on the house. There should be an archonic in the house. So that's the question. And it goes so right. So we know where the answer is going to go. The answer is going to go that that's not the pshat in the Mahadran. Pshat in the Mahadran is that you're being motzi there. But the Nira Lahakim Kandivrei is the Brisker Road. The Chibush of the Rambam, the Mavoyer, has Mershitus of Rambam, Shalabayas Batsu, who are Mavik Minyanan Sheabayas. He wants to say why the Rambam was. The Rambam could learn that that's the hinder. But we'll see. Al Himashim Bor B'Shemim Beis Halevi Shitas Al Rambam She'ed Chayzim B'Mila Al Sitzin She'enu Ma'akvin Tam B'Chol La'ach HaShapirish. Okay. I don't know. I've never been in oil, but you take off the Orla, and then there's something called Sitzin. There's still strands of skin that are there. There's Sitzin HaMa'akvin HaSamila, and there's Sitzin She'enu Ma'akvin HaSamila. Very clear what that means. If you now the tzitzin she'ena makanas amila, it's called a hiddur mitzvah. You go back and take them off. You take them off. Now the simple understanding of the sugya in Shabbos is that on Shabbos you're not allowed to go back and take them off, even though you could take them off in the course of doing a mila, but it's all part of one pa'ula. But once you finish the pa'ula, you can't go back and take off the tzitzin she'ein on ma'atzin. Obviously, if it's ma'akev, then you can do it on Shabbos too, because you can do mila on Shabbos. But you can't do tzitzin she'ein on ma'atzin once you're yoke. Rambam has a unique shita that worked out in sugya that you're not chayz of a tzitzin she'ein on ma'atzin is even on a week. That's how he interprets the Gemara. You see, that's a question of interpretation. The Rambam interpreted that even in a weekday, there's no hiddur mitzvah once you finish the act of milah, and now there's tzitzin she'ena ma'atzin left. So the Rambam holds there's no hiddur now to go back and take the milah. That's the Rambam sheet.
Is there an Easter?
What?
Is there an Easter?
No, why would there be an Easter? No, I don't think there'd be an Easter. You're not doing hiddur mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi explains, the Beis Halevi that he wanted to learn. So the Beis Halevi explains that Tam Yishalo Shayach Hidu Mitzvah Elam Shaski Mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah in an ideal way, in a beautiful way, in a behudur way. But once you did the mitzvah, you can't tack on something. It's not going to be something called Hidur Mitzvah. Like the mitzvah's over. That's how the Brisker Rav explains that Shitas Rambam, that you're not chayzer for Shitas Shainan Ma'akvin, even on Chol. Avlam Korkiyam HaMitzvah Gufa, Oshayach L'Kayim Mitzvah Sidu L'Chud, L'Chayim B'Mila L'Acha Shapirish, L'Kayim Gufa Mitzvah, L'Shayach Mitzvah L'Achsel L'Hidu L'Chud. For Hanami says the Brisk, that's the Beis Halevi. Now the Brisker Rav comes along and says, For Hanami B'nei Chanaka, Das HaRambam, Shem Balabayas Gufa Madla Kaminyan Anshe Abayas, Shabbat b'kayim and b'zayim mitzvah behider. Avolim abalabayis madlik liyatzmo. And then the kol echad may bayis madlik and kol echad liyatzmo. So he says it like this. This is the Brisker Rav. We're going to see the Brisker Rav is also not mukhrach. But he says it that me'ikar adin they were yotzei already. Even though you could say maybe they had a mind not to be yotzei. But he's learning they were yotzei already. So that is no hider. Once the mitzvah's over, you can't do it b'leif and hider. B'mkein da'as ha-Rambam, she'balabayas gufa, b'eishim ha-kayim gufa mitzvah, moisif le-hider, but only, b'mshekin ha-Ramah, the Ramah holds that, b'chol, you do go back, eshu, for tzitzu she'en ma'akvin, so you can do hider after you do the mitzvah, so here too you could.
But Hidur Ruchnius, that's
but it really, it's not so clear, because here they were Yotzi already, so what exactly are they doing? What's the Hidur reminding their own menorah? There's someone there that sits in on there. So you take off the tzitzit. So you hold it's also Hidur, even though you finished the mitzvah. But here, if they were Yotzi already, so they're just lighting candles. So that's what we're going to see forever. And we'll stop here.